live from the Fortress of Freedom. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, March 29th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the battle over Special Olympics involving Betsy DeVos and funding has come to an end, and the torch has been passed on this matter, so everyone can relax. In Chicago, nobody's ready to relax in the wake of the bizarre backroom deal that led to 16 felony counts be dismissed against Jussie Smollett. The Chicago PD says there's no debate. Smollett faked a hate crime and caused the city trauma. Now the city of Chicago is demanding another $130,000 from the actor. And his attorneys? They're demanding an apology. And number one, President Trump rolled into West Michigan and was unleashed in Grand Rapids. It was the president's first major rally since the Mueller report dropped, and he was ready to proclaim his innocence. And thousands were on hand, ready for it.
Their fraud has been exposed, and the credibility of those who pushed this hoax is forever broken, and they've now got big problems.
Yeah, the Trump train rolled into Grand Rapids Van Andel Arena. It was packed to the absolute ceiling, man. It was an event. The energy was incredible in the room. Incredible in the room. Ivy and I got over there early, of course, went through Secret Service and all of that. Had a time to speak with people online, enjoyed that, and just the energy in the room. I'm telling you, I had to look it up online. Van Andel holds about 13,500 people for a basketball game, so I'm going to guess we're at least at that number, maybe higher, plus thousands of people outside that didn't get in. It was an incredible crowd. The president delivering what they wanted to hear, which was red meat. Anything on Mueller, man. He brought a sense of freedom to the rally in Grand Rapids, a sense that the cloud over him had been lifted. And that happened when the Mueller report dropped here over the weekend. And Bill Barr, the attorney general, said no collusion, no obstruction in his review. Plus thousands were there just to celebrate and enjoy the moment. Listen to this. It's bite one. Take it all in. Bite one.
The Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous bullshit. Partisan investigations, or whether they will apologize to the American people and join us to rebuild our crumbling infrastructure, bring down the cost of health care and prescription drugs, which we're doing incredibly, help us fix our broken trade deals.
He was just throwing red meat to the masses, just throwing red meat to the masses and having fun doing it. And they were loving it, eating it all up. Trust me, it was a good night to be the president, good night to be there. His whole team was there, by the way. Mick Mulvaney was there. Don Jr. was there. Of course, Brad Parscale was there, the guy that's in charge of the campaign. Kayleigh McEnany, who was on the program yesterday, we chatted with her for a moment there in the front row. Because everybody's back and everybody's plugged in now, and really the campaign for president kicked off last night in Grand Rapids. That's the way this looks. The president talked about everything that he needs to. The five-point plan that I have put together for him. Sounds like he's following it. No collusion, no obstruction. Take that victory lap when you can. But don't overplay it. Then get to the things that really matter to people. Healthcare, the economy, national security, and most importantly, American pride. Pride in being an American. The great things that this country has to offer. The American spirit, the American dream. And, of course, a few shots at the Green New Deal along the way as well. A few shots at that as well. But really, when he got there, the first thing he wanted to talk about and address clearly was the end of the Mueller report. Bite number two. Let's go into it a bit deeper. Bite number two from the president. Go.
Today, our movement and our country are thriving. Their fraud has been exposed, and the credibility of those who pushed this hoax is forever broken, and they've now got big problems.
And the crowd, you know, was buying it. By the way, brand new polling supporting the president. 64% of those asked in a new poll believe entirely the Mueller outcome, no collusion, no obstruction. 64% of Americans agree with the outcome, agree with the fight. And in brand new presidential tracking polls now, the president back at 50% support in Rasmussen's latest polling. You should see his numbers tick up a little bit in other polling as well. This puts him in a very competitive place. In a very competitive place as he now heads towards the 2020 presidential elections. But make no mistake, there are those like Adam Schiff and others who will not let this go, who refuse to accept the findings, who continue to peddle a narrative that there is collusion, that there is obstruction, that this president did something wrong or unjust or immoral. As a result of that, a war broke out in the House Intelligence Committee when Republicans called on Adam Schiff to resign as the chair of that committee yesterday. They say he does not have their confidence. They want him out. Let's start with Congressman Mike Conaway of Texas calling for him to resign. Bite five, go.
Your willingness to continue to promote a demonstrably false narrative is alarming. The findings of the special counsel conclusively refute your past and present assertions and have exposed you as having abused your position to knowingly promote false information, having damaged the integrity of this committee and undermined the faith in the United States government and its institutions. Your actions, both past and present, are incompatible with your duty as chairman of this committee, which alone in the House of Representatives has the obligation and authority to provide effective oversight of the U.S. intelligence community. As such, we have no faith in your ability to discharge your duties in a manner consistent with your constitutional responsibility and urge your immediate resignation as chairman of the committee.
They want him out. They've had enough. You see, because what he has done as a member of the House Intelligence Committee is use that access to promote this narrative of Russian collusion. He's done it for a very long time. Said he has definitive proof, said he has evidence. He's got connect the dots evidence, which he does not. Which he does not, because if he did, it would be there. And that's what the president was focusing on a lot last night. Listen. We need to know where this began, because if there is no evidence here to be found, none, then what precipitated this investigation in the first place? Who pushed this narrative? How did it get there? How did it get to the point that a special prosecutor was assigned in the first place? What were the bits of factual evidence available that would convince competent people to make this decision to pursue a special counsel? Because if it's not there, then it would be indicative of something entirely different. It would be indicative of a setup. It would be indicative of a hoax, of a witch hunt, just like the president has said for 2 years. That's what it would be indicative of. And that's where we are in the conversation right now. By the way, Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, he says Obama knew the whole time. We'll get to that. Plus more from the folks that were outside at the get-together in Grand Rapids. Plus your thoughts. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. So good to have you here. Greatly appreciate your support. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Energy cooks our food, it heats our homes, it keeps us on the move, and it powers industry. While energy delivery is important, safe energy delivery is paramount. Enbridge is working with the state of Michigan to build an underground tunnel for Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac. We're replacing energy infrastructure, we're enhancing safety where it matters most, and we're continuing to deliver the energy Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/line5.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over. Until one day, I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? Did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Recently,